Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erev and Daf Chaf Aleph. On Chaf Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. At the end of that third line, we have Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Barado. Lo yutru pasi berois. This entire allowance to carry within the confines of the board surrounding the water hole, that is only applied ella lo oile regalim belvad, only to the oile regal on the way to the Beis HaMikdash, who out of necessity need to use these wells containing water. Chachamim allow them to surround them with merely boards which form incomplete mechitzos and to carry within them. Says the Gemara, is that the case? V'atanya, haven't we learned in the Brisa? Lo yuhutru pasi barois, ela gabe behema bavad. The heter is only applied to behema. Apparently, it's not limited to the behema of the oiler regal. You can draw water for any behema. Says more, my behema. What does behema mean? Certainly, it's behemas oiler regalim, specifically the behemos which came along with the oiler regal. Continues the Gemara, aval adam. But if a person needs to drink water, he can't draw water into the area of the Bein HaPasim, rather metapes ve'oile climbs up, metapes ve'oile climbs down, in and out of that well, and takes his drink inside the well, but he cannot actually carry out into the area between the boards. Because he has an easy option, he's not meant to rely on these mechitzes. Says Mar Eini, is that the case that it can only be used for the sake of feeding an animal? Ve'omar v'itzok omar v'idomar shmur lo'yhutru pasi berois. This heter pasibrois is only applied elele be'er ma'im chayim b'lvad. Only when within this containment exists a be'er of ma'im chayim, a wellspring of fresh water. Now, ve'ile behema, if the point here is to feed an animal, ma'li chayim, what difference does it make if it's fresh water, ma'li mechunosim, or whether it's just stored rainwater? The point is to feed your animal. He doesn't need fresh water. So apparently, it seems that it's meant to be used for a person who needs to have fresh water. Says one, no. Although it's really intended for the animals, we require that the water contained therein should be of high quality and suitable for a person. Let's take a look at Rashi. Second line from the top. Says Rashi, given the mayim mashulu mechitza, since it's the water, it's actually granting the mechitza status to these boards. It's activating the mechitza, as we learned in Daf Chaf, that it's only when there is water present there that we regard these boards as a mechitza. So it's the water that's activating it. Being in Mayim Chayshuvin, we require chash of water, prominent water. And therefore we require specifically fresh water. As Tosis, it's not going to be used for a person in any case, so why this requirement of fresh water? Says Tosis, it's true. Initially, you meant to draw for the animal. If there's some water left over, you can feed it to a person. So since this arrangement of pasi berois really technically has a dual function, because the remnants of the water can be fed to a person, therefore the Gemara maintains that the water contained therein needs to be suitable for this dual function, in order to provide the prominence to the area. It's considered to be a properly enclosed area for a suitable purpose, for a dual purpose of Behema and Adam, and therefore we specifically require high quality water. Continues the Gemara, five lines from the top, Gufa we just learned, Lo yutru pasi berois, elo lebehema bovad, this heter only applies for drawing water for the sake of an animal. Aval Adam, but a person needs a drink, metapes v'oile, metapes v'yoy, climbs up and down. Now if the hole there was too wide to enable him to climb up and down, afilu adam nami, in this case, you can draw water even for the sake of the person, out of necessity. Continues the Gemara, v'leimala adam mayim, a person should not draw water, v'yitim fnei behemtoi, and actually directly feed his animal while he's holding the kli. Avol memalhu v'shoyfich v'nei behema, but he can fill up his pail and be shoyfich v'nei behema, spill it out before the behema v'shoyse me'leha, and have the animal drink on her own. Maskev l'ravonim, im kein, if this is the case that you can't actually directly feed the animal, maha ilu pasi berois, what's the point and benefit of these pasi berois? Says, well, what do you mean? Maha'ilu? What's the point? Lamalis man, to allow drawing from the water in as well. So what do you mean? What's the point? What he meant to ask is as follows. The Mishnah tells us you must leave some space at the side of the well, meaning between the boards and the well, to allow for the Roisha and the Rubish al Parah, for the head and the, most of the body of the Parah to enter. And we learned yesterday the reason is to avoid a chashash, a concern that perhaps the owner will be tempted to follow his animal who's making its way out of the possum. While he's holding the kli, he's going to follow his animal out. So therefore, we require the animal to be mostly situated inside this contained area to avoid that problem. Now, if the Mishnah tells us that that's required, apparently it's because the fellow is holding onto the kli. Now, if you're telling me that you cannot directly feed the animal with the kli in your hand, then why require the animal to be situated within the possible birds? If you're anyway spilling on the floor, there's no concern of him carrying something out for the animal. So what's the pshat in the braisa that doesn't allow direct feeding? Says the Gemara, we're not speaking about your typical case. Certainly, a person may directly feed his animal, and that's why we require the animal to be mostly situated within. Roish Shavaruba. Amra Abaye Hocha. This braisa that restricts is speaking about a unique case. Hachmai Eskinon, we're speaking about a case, Be'evo So'emen Vishasarabim. You have this feeding container situated in Rishis Rabim, Gavaya Asora, Varoich Varbo, Ten Tvachem High, Four Tvachem Wide, which is considered to be Rishis Ayachid, Varoish Nichelson Apasim Vechul. And it's heading into the area between the boards, as we discussed yesterday in Avchafa and Beis, which entails a concern that perhaps the owner is going to actually do the Melacha Vaitzah of carrying Rishis Rabim. He'll notice that the thing is broken, he'll carry his pail out with him, etc. So that's the context of this braisa. But generally speaking, a person certainly can feed his animal directly from the kli that he's holding. Amar Yimar Ba'aba, Amar Rav, Ein Burgonen Bebavel, Burgonen Ahatz. So this concept of Burgonen, this halacha concept, does not apply to Bavel. We know a person can walk up into 2,000 amos outside his city's boundary. Now, if there are Burgonen huts, which are positioned along the road within a reasonable distance of each other, what they do is they stretch the boundary of the city. We consider that to be one continuous city, and you can keep on walking and walking until the last hut, and beyond that, 2,000 amma. Says the Rav Yirmiyahu Ba'aba, in the name of Rav, this concept will not apply in Bavel. That's what we'll explain. V'loy pasi b'rois b'chutzlarts. The concept of pasi b'rois, allowing carrying within these boards surrounding the well, that will not apply in chutzlarets, in cities outside of Eretz Yisrael, outside of Bavel as well. Explains the Gemara, Burgonen b'Bavel loy, why can't Burgonen be employed in Bavel? The Shechichi Bitki, because these flash floods are commonly found. So since we have these floods that wash away, these Burgonen, they don't have prominence, they're not enduring, and therefore they can't be reckoned with. Pasi b'rois b'chutzlarets loy, why can't one apply pasi b'rois in chutzlarts? To l'shchichim is sifta, because the sifta, which are yeshivas, institutions are not common, and nor are the talmidim that are making their way from one yeshiva to the other, or from home to the yeshiva. They're not commonly found along the roads, and therefore pasi b'rois, which is meant to be applied only for the sake of mitzvah, for ila regel, or for talmidim going to learn, will not apply in those lands. So the burgonim are not effective in Bavel, the pasim non chutzlarts, aval ifcha, but in the reverse order, avdina certainly can do it, meaning burgonim can work in chutzlarts and pasim b'rois in Bavel, due to the fact that there are yeshivas prevalent there, and there are talmidim traveling on the roads who need to partake and draw water within these pasim b'rois. Let's take a look at Rashi, six lines from the top. Ein burgonim b'Bavel, the omer b'keitzim na'abern. As the Gemara later tells us, we have these huts outside the city, within 70 and 2/3 amma of the city, they're considered to be an extension of the city. And we can measure the boundary of the city from the hut and on. What are these things? Sukkos, huts, that the watchman of a city construct. It's not a permanent fixture. And now Rabbi Yirmiyah tells us, the Hanuch Burgonim ain't bebovel. Kalaimar. The ain misabinim eir. You cannot consider the city to be stretched by use of these Burgonim. Why? The bebovel ikabit kedemayim. Bebovel, floods are prevalent, are common. Veshat filu, which come and wash away these huts. Hilkach lechashiv emidi. They have no prominence and significance because they're not lasting and enduring. That's the first halach. Regarding pasi berois, that cannot apply b'chutz laretz. It says Rashi b'shar rotzos levad mibavel, other lands aside from bavel and certainly aside from Eretz Yisrael where pasi berois are effective. What's wrong with employing pasi berois in other lands? It says Rashi l'shichim mesifta lias talmidim hochim meir le'ir l'may Torah. The institutions of Torah are not present, which will cause talmidim to travel from one city to the other to learn Torah. What's wrong with that? Upasi barois lehutru ella eler golem. The pasi barois was only to be applied for eler regel. Look, hayyitzavim, similar situation, shalchim dvar mitzvah. We have people traveling to do a mitzvah. So therefore, it can only apply in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel, where the Talmidim are traveling to learn Torah, but not in other areas. Continues the Gemara. Ikad de Amri, there's another version of this statement. Amarav Yirmiya ba'aba Amarav. Ein burgonen upasi barois. So according to this approach, he packages both together. Burgonin and Pasi Berois will not apply neither in Bavel nor in other areas. Explains the Gemara. Burgonin bebavel loy. What's wrong with Burgonin and Bavel? Because we have these floods. Bechutzlaretz nami loy. Likewise, it cannot apply in Chutzlaretz, Shechichi Ganvi, because thieves are commonly found who walk away with these huts. Not considered to be enduring and lasting, therefore we cannot reckon with them. So that explains why Burgonin will not apply in Bavel or in Chutz Laretz. Pasi Berois, Bebaveloi, why can't you apply Pasi Berois in Bavel? Because water is more commonly found there. Therefore, even the travelers can make use of these streams along the roads. They don't need to go to the Shasarabim, to those enclosures of rainwater, and draw from there. So they can directly use the streams, therefore, there's no real necessity to create the pasim around the berois, therefore the chacham did not allow it to be used. That explains bubble. Bechutzlaretz, nami loy, why can't the pasim be applied in chutzlaretz? For the reason mentioned earlier, lo shchichi mesifta, since the mesifta, the yeshivas are not commonly found there, and there are no talmidim commonly found on the roads, therefore, there's no mitzvah use, and you cannot apply it. So according to this approach in the Gemara, both concepts, Burgonin and Pasi Berois, cannot apply neither in Bavel nor in Chutz Laretz. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Chisda l'mari brei to Rav Huna. So Rav Chisda turned to Mari, the son of Rav Huna. Brei the Rim Rabba, who was the son of a Rim Rabba. So Mari was the grandson. Amri, so Rav Chisda turned to him and he said, you know, they say about you, Asisu, you come mi barnish from the town of Barnash, Lebei Knishta de Daniel. You walk at this great distance from Barnash to the Shul of Daniel. As she says, this was a known place in Babel where Daniel davened. So you would walk this great distance to get to the Shul of Daniel, daven close of Parsi, at a distance of 3 parsa. So a parsa is 4 mil, a mil is the Tchum Shabbos, so 12 times the allowed distance on Shabbos. But Shabbat, you do this on Shabbos, how can you do that? Amai Sam Chisu. What are you relying on? A burgon, on these huts along the road, which stretch your city, and you avoid the concern of tchum? How can you do that? Ha'amar, avua, da'avua. Didn't your father's father, meaning Rav Yirmiyah ba'aba, say in the name of Rav, Shmei Rav, ein burgon ba'bavel? The concept of burgonin does not apply in Bavel. So how can you rely on it? Nafak va'achle, took him out and he showed him, Hanu masvasa. These destroyed cities. So he showed them a series of destroyed cities which had some structural remnants to them, mechitzis, in which case they considered to be proper mechitzis. The mavlan b'shivim av b'shirayim that was swallowed, meaning they were situated at a continuous string of within 70 and 2/3 amas of each other, in which case we don't need burganim. These structural remnants provide an extension of the city, allowing one to walk and walk even at a distance of 3 parsa. So that's what they relied on to get to the Beis HaKnesset of Daniel. So in summary, we had a halacha of Burganon and Pasei Barois. We had 2 versions. According to the first approach, Burganon doesn't apply in Bavel due to the floods. Pasei Barois doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz due to the fact that there's a lack of yeshivas. According to the second approach, he added that even regarding Burganon in other cities, that can't be used. Why? Due to the presence of Ganovim. Whereas Pasei Barois can't even be employed in Bavel due to the prevalence of water. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, Dorish Mori Barmar. So Mori Barmar Darshan. My Dechsiv. What does the Pasuk mean? This is David HaMelech speaking. L'chol Tichla Reisi Kates. I notice there's a limit to anything. Ruchava Mitzvah Schamoid. However, your mitzvah is very, very wide. Limitless. Dabar Zeh. Amri David, this reference, this concept, referring to the size of Torah, David HaMelech spoke about, V'loi Pirsha, but he didn't conclude, he didn't actually give us a dimension. He said it's very, very broad. Amri Iyav, likewise, Iyav made reference to this concept to the size of Torah, V'loi Pirsha, he didn't conclude with a specific dimension. Amri Yecheskel, likewise, Yecheskel discussed it, V'loi Pirsha, and didn't disclose. Ad Shabbat Zachariah ben Ida, until Zachariah ben Ida came, Upirshay, and actually disclosed to us the dimension of Torah. So the Mashon and others explained that they were successively going deeper and deeper in Torah. We know that Torah has many levels. Pshat, simple meaning, the remez, the hints, the drush, expounding Torah, and the soy, the hidden portion of Torah. So there are 4 levels, and each one, David HaMelech, and then Iyav, Yecheskel, and ultimately Zachariah, they proceeded deeper and deeper, successfully, to the depths of Torah, and each one of their descriptions reflected the level of Torah that they were referencing. Let's begin with David, who was referencing the more basic dimension of Torah. Amroi David lepirshu. David referenced the Torah, the size of Torah, but didn't give us a specific dimension. Chsiv lechol tichla reisi kevetz. To everything I noticed, it was given a kate, an end, a dimension, a limit. However, when it comes to Torah, to your mitzvahs, Rechava mitzvahs chama'oid, your mitzvah is so broad. So he's referencing the more basic element of Torah, Rechava mitzvahs chama'oid, the single dimension of Torah that is very broad. Amroi Iyav lepirshoi. Likewise, Iyav discussed this concept of the size of Torah lepirshoi. And he didn't conclude, he didn't give us an exact dimension. Chsiv, Aruka meretz midah. So it's longer than the land, the Rechava min Yam, broader than the ocean. But here he's already making reference to 2 concepts. The length and the breadth. So it's referring to the next level of Torah, the double dimension of Torah. Continues the Gemara, the 3rd level, Amr Yecheskel lepirshoi, Yecheskel made reference to it, but didn't give us a limit. He spread the scroll of Torah Sheval Peh before me, V'yiksuba panim v'achar. It was written in the front and the back. The Kasuv, Eleha, Kinim, Vahegavahi. So in it was written, Kinim and Hegenhi. Explains the Gemara. Kinim is referring to the hardships. Zupurnusan shal tzadikim alazeh. Difficulties that tzadikim experience in this world to cleanse them of their impurities. V'chenu Omer, we find that Kinim is a reference to misfortunes. Kinahi v'koninu. What's the next thing that was written in the scroll? Vahege. That's something joyous and delightful. Zumatan zacharon shal tzadikim lasalove. This is in reference to the reward granted tzadikim in the world to come. V'chenu Omer alehi goyen bechinar, referring to the joyous moment with a harp. So the singing and the joy involved with playing an instrument. So hege is referring to something positive, the joyous experience of tzadikim lasalove. What was the 3rd item in that megillah? V'hai. What is that? Zui Panur Nusan Shots Rishaim Lasad Lavi. This is speaking about the misfortune of the Rishaim, which they will experience Lasad Lavi. V'chenu Omer, we find that Hai is in reference to this negative thing, Hoival Hoivetova, and happening upon a happening will come. So V'hai is referring to something negative, a misfortune, which will befall the Rishaim, in the world to come. So we have David HaMelech, we have Eliyahu and Yechezkel, who describe the immense size, proportions of Torah, without giving us a specific dimension. Ad Shebo Yechaya ben Idoi, Upirshe, until Zechariah came and he actually gave us a dimension. Yechsev Vayemei Elai, Matzori, what are you seeing? Vayemei, and I said, Aniroi Megillah Of, I see a folded scroll, Arka Esrim Ba'ama, which is 20 amas long, Ruchava Eser Ba'ama, 10 amas wide. This was folded. V'chi Pashtes La, and when you unfold this, you have a double area, Havi La Esrim Be'esrim. So from 20 by 10, you unfolded it, now you have 20 by 20. Oksiv, and it says, Iksuva Panam Ba'ocha, it was written in the front and the back. V'chi Kalfas La, now when you go and you peel that, split that into two, and you place the portion of the panim alongside the panim of the achar, because it was written front and back, and you split that along its thickness into two. Kal mahavila, now you line both them up side by side. How much do you have? So each one was 20 by 20. Now you have arbain be'esrin, 40 by 20. So we have a Megillah here, which is described in the Torah, which is 40 amas long by 20 amas wide. Let's stop for a moment. We see how they went further and further into the Torah, because we have Yechezkel, who described the Torah as being panim v'achar, right? He said it was vayifer salafanai, it was spread before me, it was written in front and the back. So you see he's referencing not only the revealed portion of Torah, also the hidden portion of Torah, panim v'achar. Now we have the next level of Zechariah, who's describing the Torah as being folded and written in the front and the back. So it's like four dimensions of Torah. This is the next level, the fourth dimension of Torah. In any case, what was the size? Mar tells us we have a total of 40 by 20. Uksiv, now regarding the size of the world, the Pasuk says, Mi modad b'shalemayim, who measured with his fist, Hashem's fist, the water of the world, b'shamayim by zeres tikein, and the sky, with his zeres, he established, zeres is the distance between the thumb, the tip of the thumb, and the tip of the pinky when the fingers are stretched out. So this equals a half amma. So zeres here is in reference to a half amma by half amma, so a half amma square. That's the size of the world. Now if the Megillah, referencing the Torah, encompasses the size of 40 by 20, now let's calculate how many times can a half amma square fit into an area of 40 by 20. Rashi makes the calculation for us that 40 by 20 actually equals 1,600 amas square. Now, if we take the half amas square of the world and we fit into there, so it's actually 1 out of 3,200. That's how the Gemara concludes. Nimtza, it turns out, Kalilum Kula, the entire world, the size of everything is Echad Mishleishes Alofim Umasayim B'Torah. One part of 3,200 of the Torah. So you see how great, how broad, how deep the Torah is. Favram Chiz Dorish Mari Barmar. Maidachsiv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, V'hinei Shnei Dudoy Te'enim? This was Yirmiyah speaking. Look, there are two pots filled with te'enim, with figs, mu'adim lifnei hechel Hashem, which were prepared before the hechel Hashem. Hadud echad te'enim tovis moed. One pot, one copper pot here was filled with very high quality figs. Keteini habachkurois, the high quality figs like those that ripen fast. Vadud echad, and the other pot was filled with low quality figs. Te'enim rois moed. Inferior figs, ashaloi toichal nemeroi, that can't be eaten due to their inferiority. So what does this mean? Te'enim atoivois, that's in reference to tzadikim gemurim. Elu tzadikim gemurim. Te'enim arois, elu shayim gemurim. V'shem atoima, perhaps you'll say, avat sivram, their hope is lost. Referring to the rishayim, batal sikuyim, and their future has been nullified, meaning there's no chance, there's no hope for them. They can't make their way back. Talmud loima, the pasuk says, the pasuk in Shir Shirim, Hadudoyim, both dudes, both containers, Nosnu Reach, gave forth a fragrance. Elu ve'elu, both groups of people, Tzadikim and Rishoyim, eventually, Asidim, Shitnu Reach, will exude a fragrant smell. Even the Rishayim, when they're cleansed of their misdeeds, a Yid is inherently good. His goodness will shine forth. Darash Rav, Maidach Siv, what does the Pasuk mean? Hadudoim Nas Nereach. Eilu Vachur Yisrael, referring to the young men in Klal Yisrael, Shalei Tomu Tamchit, who have not experienced, not tasted, a taste of Chet. Ha'psachinu Kol Megadim, that's referring to Eilu Bnei Yisrael, the daughters in Klal Yisrael, Shema Gidois, Pescheinu Baleim. They reveal their psachan, their openings, meaning they inform their husbands when they become nida and they're off limits. They tie up their openings and reserve it for their husbands. So the pasuk here is saying both these groups are so great and praiseworthy. Nos nerech, they exude forth this beautiful fragrance. The pasuk in Shir Shirim continues, Chadoshim gam yishonim. So, you know, Shir Shirim is an expression of love and Ava, extolling the virtues of our relationship with Hashem, the closeness and warmth that we experience with Hashem. So the pasuk here says, Chadoshim gam yishonim, the new ones as well as the old ones. Doidi, my beloved, my Hashem, Safanti loch, I've guarded, safeguarded for your sake. What is this referring to? Amar Knesset Yisrael v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Nishalayim. So Klal Yisrael turns to Hashem, Ribbono Nishalayim. Harbe Gzeiros. Gzarti Latzmi. You know that I've enacted many, many decrees, many takkonis, gzeiros, safeguards. I've done it all myself. I've volunteered to do it. Yoyser mi masha gzarti lai. Even more, greater in number than the gzeiros that are found in the written Torah. V'kiyamtim. And I was mekayim them all. I fulfilled not only the yishonim, which is the Torah shebechsav, but even the chadoshim, even the Torah shebalpeh, which was more recently introduced. Amalei Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda turned to this person, Davakam Esader Agad Kamei, who was accustomed to arranging different Agada. He was well versed in Agada. He would arrange it before Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda asked him, Mishmielecha, have you ever heard the pshat in the pasuk, Chadoshim Gam Yishonim Ahu? What is this pasuk referring to? Amalei, he told him, Eilu Mitzvahs Kalis, Veilu Mitzvahs Chamuris. Chadoshim is referencing the less severe mitzvahs. Veilu Mitzvahs Chamuris, Yishonim is referencing the more severe mitzvahs, which involve a greater punishment, perhaps. Amalei, Rav Chisda told him, you can't say that. V'chi Torah pa'amim pa'amim nitna, was the Torah Shavachsav given in many phases, many stages? These are new, these are old. Ella, rather, the correct interpretation is Halalum Divrei Torah. Yishonim is a reference to the Divrei Torah, Torah Shebechsav, which was given earlier. Valalum Divrei Sofrim, Chadoshim, is a reference to the more recent Gzeiros and Takanes, which were introduced through the Chacham and through Torah Shebechsav. Darash Rav, Maidach Siv, what does the Pasuk mean? V'yoyser Mehema Bni. So initially the Pesukim was speaking about Torah Shebechsav. Now the pasuk says v'yoyis mehema, even more and greater than those. The Torah shebechsav, b'ni my son, hizor, be careful. Asoyis farim harbe v'goyim. What does this mean? B'ni my son, hizor midivrei sofrim. Be careful. Hold on and safeguard. Fulfill the divrei sofrim, the words of Torah shebaalpeh, the gzeiros and takanos, which were introduced by the chachamim. Yoyis midivrei Torah, even more than you're careful with divrei Torah. Why? Shedivrei Torah, yesh ben asei v'leis asei. In the Torah Shebechsav, there is contained asei and leis asei, which not necessarily involves achiv misa. In contrast to Torah Shebaalpeh, v'divrei sofrim, kol o'ivra divrei sofrim chayiv misa. One who transgresses the words of the Chacham is chayiv misa. As Rabbi Yen explains, because when it comes to being oivin aver of Torah Shebechsav, person sometimes is overcome by desires, overwhelmed by Yetzirah. And that's the motivation. As opposed to Torah Shebaalpeh, where sometimes a person can be inclined to merely disregard the importance and significance of the Torah Shebaalpeh, and therefore be over it. So to disregard is due to a lack of respect to the Torah Shebaalpeh. And what this does is, it ruins it, destroys our whole system of Mesorah tradition, which safeguards the adherence of Torah. So this destroys the whole system, and the result of this is Chayav Misa. So Kol Ha'ivah Divrei Sofrim Chayav Misa. So therefore the Pasuk is telling you, he's warning us, B'ni my son, be more careful, even when it comes to fulfilling Divrei Sofrim, more than Divrei Torah. Shema Taimar. Okay, so the pasuk continues to address our response. Perhaps we'll say, if it's so important, if the sefer is so significant, so why weren't they recorded? As opposed to as the divrei, the Torah Shebichsav was written down. Oh my God, that's what the pasuk continues and says. You know what the reason is? Asoy svarim harbein kates. There'll be no end to the svarim. We're going to record all the Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav was the allowance for us to perceive Torah the way we perceive it, to apply our own formulas, to expound and to delve into it, to analyze, etc. It's endless. So we're going to write it down. You have svarim ein kates. That's the reason, not due to lack of importance and significance. And the pasuk concludes there, v'lag harbe yigias basa. Explains the Gemara. Omra papa reyder of achabar adam. Meshweder of achabar ula. Malame de teaches us shkola malik. So lag is referencing being malik, making a mockery. He makes fun. Malik al divir chachamim. He mocks the words of the chachamim. Nidoin betsoya resachas. So yigias basa, work of the flesh, means the waste of the person. And his punishment is nidam b'tzeru sachas, he was judged with heated up waste. So that's lag harbi yigias basa. Maskev l'rova. Miksiv lag. The pasuk doesn't say lag with an ayin. Lag siv. Rather, says Rava, the pasuk here is actually referencing a positive thing. Ela kalahigaben. One who immerses himself and thinks into Torah. Rashi says it's a constant mental involvement. Toyin tam basar. He's sure to taste a rich flavor of basar. Even though he's constantly thinking and learning, he'll constantly feel and taste the beauty and the sweetness, the rich flavor of basar of Torah Shabbat. Tan Rabbanan, Mas Rabbi Kiva. There's a story to Rabbi Kiva, Shayuchavash Beis Asur, who was in prison. This was when he was teaching and learning and teaching Torah. And the Romans locked him up. V'hoya Rabbi Shua HaGarsi Mesharsi. Rabbi Shua HaGarsi was his servant. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, on every day, hoyim ha'chnisim lo'yimai b'mida. They would bring him a measure of water, a small amount of water. Yoyim echad, one day, mosoi shemim beis asur. So the jail guard finds Rabbi Shua carrying the water. Amar lo'y, so he told him, hayoyim me'mecham erubin. Today it appears to me like you have lots of water there. Masha points out, certainly it was the same exact measure, but he was just looking for trouble to give him a hard time. So he says, look, you have so much water. Shem malachter. Beis ha'asur matatzarech. Perhaps you can try to dig yourself way out of the tunnel with this water. Why does Rabbi Kiva need so much water? Shafa chetzion. So this guard spilled out half the water of Nassim lechetzion and handed him the other half. Kshabot Rabbi Kiva. When Yeshua arrived to Rekiva with this small measure of water, Amalei, so Rekiva told him, Yeshua, Einata Yedea, do you not know, Shazakin Ani, I'm a ugly man, V'chayai Tzluim V'chayach, and my life is dependent on yours, meaning I only have what you provide for me. Sachlai Kalaisam Oira, so Yeshua related to him the whole story with the jail guard as he went ahead and he spilled out the water. Amalei, so Rabbi Kiva responded, "Tainli ma'im she'atal yaday. Hand me the water so I can wash my hands, so I can eat my meal. I can do it until sedaim." Amar loy, so Rabbi Shua responded, "You can wash your hands with this small measure of water. Lishtes in magim. There's not enough there to provide you for your drinking purposes. Litil yadecha magim. There's enough there to wash your hands. Why are you going to use it to wash your hands?" Amar loy, so Rabbi Kiva responded, "Ma'ese. What choice do I have? Shechayav in aleim misa. One is liable to Misa if he ignores the mitzvah of the Chachamim. He doesn't wash his hands prior to a meal. Mutav omos Misa satsmi. It is better that I should bring about my own death by ignoring my needs and not drinking. V'lo ever aldas chaveri. Rather than being over on the will, on the takon, on the gzera of my friends, and not washing my hands." Tosis points out that certainly Rekiva Apidin was potter from Tel Sedaim, as we learned earlier in Afid Zayin, and even the soldiers on the way to war are potter from Tel Sedaim. So Min Adin, due to the difficult situation, he would have been potter, but Rashi Tosfos says, Machmer al Atzmei Oya, he was being more stringent with himself. Omru, so they said that what indeed happened, Lo Yitam Klum, he refused to taste anything, Asheviloi Mayim, until he He offered him the water of Natal Yadav, and he washed his hands. So he was Maisa Nefesh from Tilsa Dayim. Kishashama Chacham Medavar, when the Chacham heard about this episode, Amru, they exclaimed in amazement, Ma Bezek Nusekach. If we see that he conducted himself in his zikna, in his old age, in this stringent manner, he was so makpid, V'al Dusek Achas Kama V'Kama, certainly in his youth, when he was stronger and was able to endure more, of course, he was very meticulous with his adherence to the gzeres and takanes of the Chachamim. Uma bebeis asurim kach, if this is the way he behaved in the beis asurim, in the most difficult circumstance, shaloi beis asurim achas kam bekam, certainly he was meticulous in his adherence to the mitzvahs when he was outside of the confines of the beis asurim. Omar Rabbi Dama Shmuel, b'shoa shetik en shlema. When Shlomo HaMelech was misaken, they're following two gzeres. Erevin, number one, he prohibited carrying, for instance, from one's house to the courtyard, which is shared by many. So he did not allow transfer of a chefetz from one Rishur Sayach to the other, unless you make an Erev Chatzeres, which merges the usage area into one residence and makes it into one dira, in which case it doesn't appear like he's taking from one Rishur to the other. And what was the basis of this gzera? To avoid confusion. A person might think, well, if I can carry from one Shayach to the other, likewise I can carry from Shayach to the Rav. Therefore he established the Takana of Erev Chatzeres. So that was number one. Unetil Sadai, and he enacted the Takana of Unetil Sadai. The Gemara Shabbos tells us, actually, this was the first phase of the Takana, to require one's hands to be washed prior to coming into contact with Karbonis Kachem. So Rida Mishmol tells us, B'shoa Shetikin Shloimai Erev Unetil Sadai, at that point when he was Masakin, Yotza Baskel V'Omra, the Baskel called out and said, B'ni, my son, these are Psukim and Mishle, B'ni, im chocham, chocham libecha, if your heart is wise, Yismach libi gam ani, this will also bring joy to my heart. V'Omer, and the Pasuk says, Chacham B'ni, be wise, my son, V'samach libi, and make my heart joyous. V'Shiva Choyf V'Davar, I will be able to respond to my blasphemers with this thing. So actually, the Gemara Brachas Daf Gimel seems to say there that these psukim, as the Marshal explains, was written by Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei. He was the author of Mishlei, but it's in reference to David HaMelech, the way he expressed himself on account of the takanes that Shlomo HaMelech enacted in the future. And this brought him great joy and achas. Dorash Rav Maidech Siv, what is the meaning of the pasuk? These are psukim in Shir Shirim, which express our warmth and love, loving relationship with Hashem. L'cha doidi, go my beloved, referring to Hashem, Netzi Asad, let's go out to the field. Nalili bakfarim, let's sleep over in the villages. Nashkim l'akramim, get up in the morning to the vineyard. Nira, let's take a look in Percha Gefen. If the vine has already flowered, pitach asmadar. If the bud has already developed, Hinetzu reminim. If the pomegranates have already fully ripened. Shom eten es doidi lach. Over there, I will present you with my warmth and closeness. Explains the Gemara. L'cha doidi netzi asada. This means, Amra knesses Yisrael t'nekadosh baruch. Klai Yisrael turns to Hashem as follows. Ribayin ishalelum, al tidineni. Ki yeshe kracham. Don't treat me and judge me in reference of the yeshe kracham. Don't compare me to the ones that are city dwellers. Sheyesh bam gezel v'arayis. In the city, it is common to have these negative behaviors, gezel, stealing, varayis, shvashol, shvashaker, useless and falseless promises. Don't look at that. Ignore that. Rather, netzi asada. Let's go out to the sada. Boy varecha. Come, I'm going to show you the goodness, the inherent goodness in Klal Yisrael. Talmid chachamim shoyskim b'Torah mitui chatchak. I'm going to show you talmid chachamim who are immersed in Torah, even when they're in difficult situations. They're out in the fields plowing, overwhelmed by parnasa concerns. Still and all, they find time to immerse themselves in Torah. Nalina b'kfarim, al tikri b'kfarim. Rather than say kfarim, read Ella b'kofrim. What does that mean? The deniers of Hashem. Boy v'recha, come, I'm going to show you. Oysam sheshbata lehen toiva. Those fellows who you've endowed them, granted them your goodness. What happened as a result? How did they respond? V'hem kofar b'cha. They turned their backs to you. They denied you. They don't listen to you. So that's what happened to those kofrim. In contrast with the Klal Yisrael, who's fully immersed, I mean, the Chacham, fully immersed in Torah, and adhere to mitzvahs, the Xeris, Nakshkimala Kramim. Let's get up and take a look at the vineyards. Elu Batim Knesis, about Midrashais, referring to these places where the Talmidim are sitting in rows like the vines. Nira, let's come take a look. In Parcha Gefen, if the vine has already flowered, what is this referring to? Elu Bali Mikra, referring to the ones that are involved in learning Chumash. That's the first phase of Torah, Chumash. So the vines have begun flowering. The next step is the more developed portion of Torah. Pitach Asmad, let's take a look at, and see if the bud has already developed. Elu Bali Mishnah. These are the ones involved in Mishnah, which develop Torah even further, expound and explain the words of Torah Shebichsav. What's the third phase? Heinetzu Remoinim. Let's take a look if the pomegranates have already ripened. Elu Bali Gemara. This is the next stage. The ones that are immersed in learning Gemara, which analyze and delve in even deeper into the words of the Torah, they expound further than the Mishnayos. This is the completion of Torah. Come, let's take a look. What's going on? Look how involved and immersed they are in Torah. Sham me'eten es dadai loch. What does that mean? Erecha, I will show you kvoidi, my honor, v'goyli, and my greatness, shachbronai b'naisai, the praise of my sons and daughters. Look how immersed they are in Torah, how committed they are to you. As we mentioned earlier as well, the Bachurim Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, they're so careful. Safeguard themselves from doing averus. Amar Rav Abnuna, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean? This is in Malachim, in reference to Shlomo HaMelech. Vayidaber shloishes alafim mashal. So Shlomo spoke 3,000 mashal, 3,000 analogies, metaphors. Vayish shiroi, his song, contained chamish of elef, 1,050. Melamed, what does this teach us? Shama Shlomo. I'll call davar v'davar shal Torah. On every word, every halacha of Torah, Shlomo Melech explained shloishes alafim mashal. Explained it with such depth, providing 3,000 different angles, 3,000 different mishalim, to explain every matter in Torah, Shabbat. I'll call davar v'davar shal seifrim. When it comes to every word, every din of the Torah Shabbat Peh, over there he explained it, Chamish Shabbat Tamim, he provided 1,050 reasons. So he presented the depth, the breadth and the depth of Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean? V'yoyser, Shoya Kehelas Chacham, more than the fact that Kehelas Shlomo Melech was a wise man on his own, Oid Limeid Das Asam, He made sure that he actually taught Torah, Das, wisdom to the nation as well. V'izim v'chiker tikem shalom harbi. What does this mean? Limei Das Hasa'am. The Agmarei b'simoni tamim. He presented, he packaged the Torah, Shebichsav, Torah Shebapeh. He packaged the words with simonim. The words and the tunes. He packaged it, he provided simonim so that it can be received properly and remembered properly. That's why he handed over the Messiah so that it shouldn't be forgotten. So he's referring to the content of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh and the songs, the tune of Torah Shebichsav as well. So he explained it and handed it over in a way to ensure and to safeguard that it endures and remains clear amongst Klal Yisrael. V'azbaru ma'ida domili, and he explained the halachas of Torah, comparing one thing to the other. Look, let's try to explain this by comparing it to something else. Asbar b'may the domilit. V'izen v'chiker tiken misholam harbi. What does that mean? Amar ula. Amar b'leza. B'tchila ha'isa Torah domilit k'fifa. Initially, the Torah was like a basket. She'ela's knife doesn't have any handles to hold on to the basket. So it's an insecure basket. You can't really hold on to it properly. That was initially. Acha b'shloima. Until Shlomo came and he fastened, he designed handles to hold onto the basket. This is referring to the gzeiros that he established, which safeguard the Torah as well. Let's take a look at Rashi, 6 lines from the bottom. This is the two takanas we discussed earlier. And also Rashi brings another gzeiros. So he added another phase of women that are usher, can afarish be vamois. What's the point? Through these gzeres, Klal Yisrael can actually hold on to the basket, hold on to the mitzvahs. They've become distance from actually committing averis. Just as it's easier to hold on to a kli that has a handle, rather than the kli that doesn't have a handle which slips out of one's hand. So the gzeris, enacted by Shlomo HaMelech, provided the izain v'chikar. The izain is like those nine, the handles of the kli to safeguard the fulfillment of Torah. So in summary, it began that the pasi berois is a special allowance provided for the behemoths of the Eregolim. The Gemara tells us, in a time of necessity, a person as well can make use of this enclosure. So this applies to mitzvah, for instance, the Talmidim that are going to learn yeshivas. The Gemara tells us the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba, who discussed two concepts. He discussed burganim, those huts, which are situated alongside the road, which are meant to extend the boundary of the city. He also discussed the allowance to use the enclosure within the pasi berois. There are two versions of this halacha. According to the first approach, burganim cannot be applied in bavel due to the prevalence of those floods, which wash them away, and therefore they have no prominence and significance. Pasi berois cannot be applied in other lands outside bavel or Eretz Yisrael due to the fact that there are no yeshivas there, and no talmidim that are traveling that would make use of the pasi berois, which can only be applied to mitzvah use, like oil regal or talmidim going to yeshiva. According to the second portion of the Gemara, burganim and pasi berois both cannot be applied neither in bavel or in other areas. And the reason is, the burganim, which are situated in other lands, are not considered to be items of endurance due to the fact that ganavim come and walk away with them. Likewise, the pasi berois cannot be employed in bavel due to the fact of the prevalence of water, of abundance of water, which eliminates the necessity to make use of the pasi berois. Then we proceeded to describe for us the greatness, the great size, so to speak, of the Torah. In specific, the Torah Shebaal Peh. Then we proceeded to tell us that the gzeris and takanos of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations and adherence to the gzeris of even Torah Shebaal Peh is an expression of love and commitment to Hashem. We had the story of Akiva, who was very stringent when it came to the mitzvah of Until Sedayim, and Rav Shlomo HaMelech, who established the Gzeris Erevin Until Sedayim, and the Gemara concluded that he taught Klal Yisrael the depth of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh.